can you tell me what happened in Matthew 4? And that's the only thing people remember about Matthew 4. No, not in Matthew 4, but he was thrown in jail. After Jesus came out of the wilderness and went into Galilee, John the Baptist was thrown into jail. Now, what gospel was John the Baptist preaching? John the Baptist was preaching, repent and be baptized, for the kingdom is at hand. It's called the gospel of the kingdom. And as soon as Jesus heard that John had been thrown into prison, Jesus started preaching the exact same gospel. Repent and be baptized, for the kingdom is at hand. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and guess what? In Matthew 6, he taught his disciples to preach the exact same gospel. And thank you, Mike. Well, in Matthew 10, Jesus sends them out and tells them not to go into the way of the Gentiles. And in Matthew 15, he says in verse 24, I am sent not to, but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He was ignoring that Syrophoenician Gentile lady. Hey, Panda Man. I am. Well, what I'm trying to get at, Matthew, Jesus spent 3.5 years teaching his disciples about the kingdom that was at hand. And then he was crucified, and he told them to go to every creature under the sun. But everybody forgets about Matthew 10:23, where Jesus told his disciples that they would not have even gone over the cities of Israel until he comes back. So I would guess that the so-called Great Commission, which is so-called by man, not God, will not happen until after he comes back. And if you read about Pentecost in Acts 2, Peter was talking to ye men of Israel, all ye of Judea. He was talking to Israelites. And he said, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. And those that repented and were baptized did what? They sold all they had and had all things in common, like Jesus had told them to do, and not just the rich man, because it's in two places in Luke 12 and Luke 18. But they sold all they had and had all things in common in preparation for what? The 70th week of Daniel and the 7 years of tribulation. And that's in Acts 2, the 3,000 and 5,000 were added to the church. Well, if they were added to the church, don't you think you ought to figure out what church that is? Well, that would be the Church of God at Jerusalem, as Paul describes it. That would be the church that started with John the Baptist. Of those that repented and were baptized in preparation for the kingdom. That was Jesus' earthly ministry. Paul says that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision to confirm the promises to the fathers. And what were the promises to the fathers? That they would be a royal priesthood, a kingdom of priests. But Jesus Christ saved Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, who was a blasphemer of the Holy Spirit. Hey, Matthew, are you listening? Well, how in the world could Jesus Christ save somebody who had blasphemed the Holy Spirit? Did he not say earlier that that sin would not be forgiven in this world or the world to come? Wait a minute. The world to come? That means there's something different from the world he was currently in. That must be the world he was talking about in Matthew 28, when Israel will become that royal priesthood and kingdom of priests and a holy nation again. That must be the world to come that blasphemy of the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven in. Hello, Janice. Hugs. But Paul says that in him first, Jesus might show forth all long suffering for a pattern for those that hereafter shall believe. Thank you, Ed. So that sounds like something different happening with Paul, doesn't it? Him first, and those that hereafter shall believe. And the Apostle Paul says that it's his gospel. He says that he was preaching the myths that were hitting God since before the foundation of the world. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, as a workman who needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Well, rightly dividing the word of truth has an awful lot to do with the difference between what was spoken since the world began, which Peter and them preached according to prophecy, and what was hidden in God since before the foundation of the world and only revealed to the Apostle Paul in the mysteries. So rightly dividing the word of truth, what is the word of truth? Most people assume that it's the Bible. Well, loosely described, it could be the Bible. But Ephesians 1:13 defines the word of truth for us. "After that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." Ha! So if we're rightly dividing the word of truth, then rightly dividing means making a straight cut or a precise cut. We're dividing truth from truth. "Repent and be baptized for the kingdom at hand" was truth for Israel. Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that the faith, not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast." It's the gift of God. And the best description of how we're saved by grace through faith is 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, precisely 3 and 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. And that doesn't mean that you have to keep it in mind to stay saved. What that means is keep in your mind what I preached unto you so that somebody doesn't come and try to tell you that you got to be circumcised, because there was a lot of people trying to do that. That's why Paul calls it my gospel. But that's referred to also as the gospel of Christ. And there is so much more that we get into. But Matthew, we believe the words on the page as they're written, to whom they're written, for what time they're written. Amen, Mike. What's the 2:3? For this is good and acceptable unto God. This is a faithful saying and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Right. God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. It's his will that all men are saved, become saved, and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Well, guess what? You can't come unto the knowledge of the truth without being saved. You can get book smart, but you won't have knowledge of the truth. We meet here about 2.5 hours earlier than it is now. That's 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the next few weeks. And we usually go about 1.5 hours. And you're very welcome to come with us and study with us and fellowship with us. And if you would like, add Mike to your pal list, and he can invite you just before we start. But sometimes, we either stay late in this room, open another room, go into a private room to discuss some of the deeper matters, or to do like we've done with you, try to show you the mystery, the fellowship of the mystery.